Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu here at another exciting Con Bravo 2015. And once again, we're here with our buddy from Studio Comics, Alfonso. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you very much for stopping by. And hello, everybody, to welcome to another podcast.
Number 13.
13, huh?
Yeah. Lucky 13.
Lucky 13. And we're really lucky today because we do have an extra guest, extra member of our team sitting down here.
Hey, check it out. It's John Vollmer again.
Oh, come on. What am I doing here? How do I manage to sneak into all these things?
Oh, that's funny. So you've been coming to a lot of these now.
Yes. This is the third time that we make an appearance on Con Bravo.
Oh, us too. What are your thoughts on this show?
It's awesome. I love it so much. I mean, this is one of my favorites on the circuit. It's fun because the people right here is so nice to us. They're always smiling. They're always like just come and talk about like all these different type of stuff. It's just fantastic. I love the whole environment of this show. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a nice setup. They really have the floor really organized this year.
Yeah. I know they did a great job. I mean, I think 2 years ago we were talking early today with one of the coordinators and
the artist coordinator,
and then she actually mentioned that there was a lot of improvement from 2 years till today. So it's quite interesting to know those little details, right? But yeah, I love it.
Yeah, she was super nice too. Alex was quite pleasant to talk to.
Cool. I think you have a special edition for Con Bravo, or are you selling Crystal Skull 3?
Oh, well, we are finally coming out with Crystal Skull number 3, so that's exciting news. This specific series is only it's one of the short ones that we have. It's only 4 issues long. Okay. So this is number 3. We're reaching the end with this series, sadly, because I like the series. And today is the final release before we head to the comic book stores. We have number 3 of the guy with the crystal skull, Ariel Valenzuela, doing fantastic with the artwork, and of course myself a little participating on it too. But Ariel Valenzuela has done a fantastic job, and if you don't mind me to say this, because I know that he has a little bit of trouble in this end, but if you don't mind me, I will say it in Spanish.
Yeah.
For him.
Sure.
Ariel, muchas gracias, está haciendo muy buen trabajo en este libro, muy muy orgulloso de que seas parte del equipo, y bueno, a seguir adelante. And thank you very much for that. I mean, I know.
No problem.
Yeah, I just sent him the cheers. He's doing fantastic. He's a great artist, Sim Tanto.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And you've been kind enough to agree to be at the little show we're throwing in September.
Oh, come on. For me, it's a pleasure to be there, though, and I love it. And then, and I'm ready to go there. I'm ready to be there. I really want to try all the food that the geekery has. I know, because I've visited before, and I know it has like a really good selection of different foods and meals. So then I'm excited to pick my favorite and be there. Have a beer, maybe. I don't know.
And your artwork is everywhere in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to them, because it's just fantastic. What about John Ballmer's? Do you have any artwork?
There's a couple John Ballmer originals in the restaurant. There's one right in the front doorway when you walk in, actually. His Doctor Who.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Masters of the Universe is, I think, hanging on the wall just up by the front counter and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for them to name one of their dishes after me. Like perhaps a meatball sub.
You know, I'm her brother, and I don't have a dish named after me.
Well, we'll have to work on that.
There's no, we got the geek sandwich there.
Or perhaps a night spiked footlong hot dog or something.
Oh, there you go.
That would be fantastic. A night spiked footlong hot dog. We love it.
With extra spice and guacamole. And everything.
See?
There you go.
It's a great idea. Take note.
Yes.
Take note of it.
And Mike, it's got to happen.
Hey, has to happen, Mikey.
Yeah, definitely. So getting a little off topic.
What is it?
Last time I ran into you, You told me you were a huge fan of the show Heroes.
Oh, my God. I mean, I will tell you, I will go back when the series was released, and I hope you have time for this, because it's going to be a long story.
All right.
So then, when I first started watching, and I want to think that Heroes is one of the series that they actually opened that market to have, like, this continuity into the geek culture, right? Because before Heroes, I don't think that the TV series, they were as big, except by Lost, right? Like, yeah. We have Lost, but then right before that, I don't think there was a huge impact on the series, right?
Yeah.
To have you, like, really hooked up into a series and start watching it. What really hooked me up in the whole series was the fact that they has this small little thing that says ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Like me.
Like, it's everyone. Dude, like, it can be everyone. And it doesn't refer to have a superpower or super ability. It's just do a regular person doing extraordinary things. And that is just fantastic. I watch the thing over and over, and yes, I'm a big fan. Love it. Just because of that. Ordinary people can do extraordinary things.
So I know you're super excited for the new series that's coming out, Heroes
yes.
Reborn?
Heroes Reborn.
Okay.
Yes.
Almost every day that he's got a Facebook post about it. He's yeah. so excited.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm happy that they cast some of the old people from the yeah. previous series before the whole thing went south. But, yeah.
You have Peter Petrelli's jacket, don't you?
Yes. Don't say it anyway.
All right.
Yeah, I love. A few years ago, there was eBay, one of the sites, they were putting for auction some of the wardrobe for the shows. And yes, I did manage to get a hold of the Peter Petrelli's long coat that he used for the show.
Oh, the long coat, even. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that one. And then some of the wardrobe for Mark Parkman's, the guy who portrayed Mark Parkman's too. So then, yes.
Oh, that's very cool.
I have it on my website. I have it on my Facebook page, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it. I love that series.
That was a great show.
And I hope that it's going to be as good as the previous one. And, I'm hoping to see these new characters. I know that the guy with the glasses is back.
Yep.
I know that Hiro Nakamura is back, right?
Yeah, the ninja version.
The ninja version of Hiro Nakamura is back. So sad that we're not going to have Hayden anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to see her again. But, well, you never know, right? Maybe have a little cameo here and there.
I didn't think Siler was coming back now that he's Mr. Spock, so.
Yeah, well, they have to pay the pretty coin to come back, right?
Yeah. And that trailer that came out of San Diego was phenomenal.
I know. I mean, between that trailer and the one with the Star Wars with Chewie, I'm home, I think both of them, one trailer make my left eye cry, and the other one make my right eye cry. So then I was crying.
My kid's making fun of me for crying at the Star Wars one.
Yeah, mine too.
So is somebody going to be able to watch this new Hero series without having seen the first one? Because I couldn't get through the pilot of the first series.
Really?
Really, I could not get through the pilot.
You're not extraordinary.
Apparently not.
It's a good show, though. I mean, you gotta give it a try. You know what happened? It happens to me with the Arrow. So I was watching Arrow, the first two, three episodes, and I didn't find it so interesting. Like, I didn't find it so good. But then as the series moves along, then you find some good stuff in there. So, yeah, I think that might work fine.
That's cool.
I love it. I mean, I'm just waiting for the whole thing to start. So, yes, yes.
Are you gearing up for Fan Expo now?
Yeah, well, talking about now comics and still comics thingy, yes. Yeah, Fan Expo is one of the biggest, I guess the big one here in Canada. So, yes, yeah. Getting ready for that. I'm hoping that just right before Fan Expo we can have a chat. Maybe I can develop a few other things that we have ready. I want you guys from We Got the Geek to be the first ones to hear about the good news that we have for Fine Expo. So
okay.
Till then, I cannot say anymore, but then, yes, we're going to be at Fan Expo.
Okay, you're going to be at Fan Expo, and good things are coming.
Yes.
Very good things are coming.
Yes.
Sweet.
We're going to have to leave it at that. Just let your excitement build.
Yes.
All right. I will let it build. And which of your comics are coming out next after Crystal Skull?
Crystal Skull. Okay, the next one coming lining up. Actually, I just need to check a few reviews and details on it. It's Victory Number 3. So we're moving to the Victory Number 3. Also, I want to just point that out. When we release that Victory Number 3, I really want to talk to you guys about the whole book. Then right after that, then we're moving to the 4 installment of Vinny and Bob. Then for Fan Expo, we have a list of things that we're going to come with that month. So, then, yeah. So as far as I know right now, we have Victory, we have Vinny and Bob, and then more stuff.
By the way, you got to see the Vinny and Bud table at the Geekery now. He did a real good job on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was talking to Vince, and that's what he told me. Actually, I'm supposed to be doing a table, too, but for...
You're a busy guy.
You're the busiest guy in comics.
I'm working on a table myself, and all I've managed to do is prime it and get my reference ready. I haven't even been able to put the sketch onto the table yet.
I'm waiting to see that one, too. I really want to take a picture with the artist on the table to see, like, start collecting that, too.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So anything you want to add, John?
John Ballmer?
Well, I have to add that it's always awesome to hang out with Alfonso. Being able to be at another show and represent Studio Comics is a huge pleasure. You know, getting to interact with the fans. You know, there's definitely very loyal fans that follow Studio Comics. And on top of that, it's very easy for new fans to appear. You know, you just chat with somebody for a few minutes and boom, they're all over the book. And you know, they want to join on the Facebook page and keep up to date with what's going on. So it's very exciting to be part of this now and to be involved with some of what's going on that, you know, we can't tell you about yet.
Nice. Now, Alfonso, I'm going to ask you probably the most important question you're going to get this year. What is your favorite Bruce Willis movie?
Oh! Don't put me in that predicament. Oh, my God. I don't know. It's hard to choose from all the movies, man. Yippee-ki-yay. Oh, my God. It's... you know what? I love Red. Like...
Red?
The movie Red?
Oh, first one's fantastic.
I love that movie, right? Because that's Bruce Willis nowadays. He's about
that fight with Carl Urban through the glass coffee table was the coolest Bruce Willis fight in any movie, I think.
I ever see. But of course, if you want to go through a Bruce Willis movie, of course you gotta go to the classics, right? So we'll go back to Die Hard, right?
Die Hard, Last Boy Scout.
You know what? I love the Last Boy Scout, but I'm still like my favorite Bruce Willis movie. It has to be Red.
It has to be Red.
I mean, great adaptation from the comic book. Great participation of Bruce Willis. I mean, that's best. I mean, for me, anyways, right? But all of them. It doesn't matter which movie, even Cop Out. But okay. I gotta make a list of actual phrases of Bruce Willis.
Oh, like
Bruce Willis quotes.
There's some classics.
Yes. Well, Yippee-ki-yay, the most classic one.
Of all the times he said that in all 5 movies, the best was 2.
Yes.
Where they threw him off that plane and he made that real funny look and then opened his lighter and said it.
Yes. Okay, I'll give you that one. It's the best Yippee-ki-yay.
All right. Alfonso, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Yes. Lucky 13.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I've crossed my fingers. This is a really lucky 13.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to 14.
That is a fact.
We've done a ton this year alone.
Like, I know.
I think it's the 5th or 6th time this year I'm talking.
I know. And I love it, though. I mean, like John was saying, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And we invite to every single one person who's listening to this podcast to just not only listen to this one, but listen to all the rest of the nice, amazing interviews that Jay and his team goes and does around the shows and people that he meets. This is fantastic, right? Like the intro says, right? This is one of the amazing conversation interviews that we have on the podcast.
Oh, thank you, sir. And John, always good seeing you as well, sir.
Yeah, it's always fun being able to chat with you, even though a lot of times we're behind the scenes planning things and making things move. I would like to see just say one thing, that the Legion of Geekdom is coming.
Mysterious.
Okay.
Follow the Facebook page and you'll learn more.
Excellent. Well, we'll leave it at that. And thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of Con Bravo.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
Bye.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it. Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.